Job chapter 15. Then Eliphaz the Temanite replied, "Should a wise man answer with such blustery knowledge, and bloat his belly with the east wind? Should he argue with unprofitable talk, or with words that have no worth in them? Are you doing away with the fear of God, and hindering devotion before God? For your sin informs your mouth, and you choose the tongue of the cunning. Your own mouth condemns you, and not I. Your own lips testify against you. Are you the first person ever born, or were you brought forth before the hills? Have you listened in on the secret counsel of God? Do you limit wisdom to yourself? What do you know that we do not know? What do you understand that we do not? Both the gray-headed and the aged are on our side, those much older than your father. Are the consolations of God too small for you, even the word that is gentle toward you? Why does your heart carry you away? Why do your eyes flash when you turn your spirit against God and let such words come out of your mouth? What is man that he should be pure, or he who is born of a woman that he should be righteous? He puts no trust in his holy ones. Even the heavens are not pure in his sight. How much less one who is abominable and corrupt, one who drinks down evil like water? I will show you, listen to me. What I have seen I will declare, what the wise have declared, and not concealed from their forefathers, to whom alone the land was given, when no foreigner passed among them. The wicked contorts with pain all his days, through the number of years that were stored up for the ruthless. A sound of terror fills his ears. While in prosperity, the destroyer will attack him. He does not believe that he will ever return from darkness, and he is destined for the sword. He wanders around for bread, begging. Where is it? He knows that the day of darkness is already at hand. Distress and anguish terrify him. They prevail against him, like a king ready to attack, because he stretches out his fist against God and acts arrogantly against the Almighty. He runs at him defiantly, with a thick, strong shield, because he has covered his face with fat, and his waist bulges with fat. He dwelt in desolate cities, in houses no one inhabits, which are ready to become ruins. He will not be rich, and his wealth will not last, nor will his possessions spread over the earth. He will not escape from darkness. The flame will dry up his branches, and he will be blown away by the breath of God's mouth. Let him not trust in emptiness, deceiving himself, for emptiness will be his reward. It will be paid in full before his time, and his branch will not flourish. He will shake up his unripe grape like the vine, and will cast off his blossom like the olive tree. For the company of the godless will be barren, and fire will consume the tents of bribery. They conceive trouble and bring forth evil, and their heart prepares deceit."